This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, doing something different today. We're going to focus on the music on the Half Shell Show that is coming Tuesday night, tomorrow night, to the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park. And it's going to be a hot night of jazz. Really looking forward to Special FX. And I'm going to introduce Keely Minucci with the band. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kyle. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, your group. Kind of describe your sound if people aren't familiar with it.
Well, Special FX started out in the 80s. Actually, we considered ourselves what we called then a jazz fusion group, world fusion music. And what it really, the only way I can describe it is that mostly instrumental music, but it evolved over the decades. You know, we've been around for a while. And we've added vocals to the sound of the group as well. So what a lot of folks are gonna what folks are gonna hear at the show is a combination of instrumental tracks, some Hammond organ, some trumpet, a lot of my guitar, acoustic and electric guitar, also vocalist. We have a vocalist with us and bass and drums. And we have a couple of pretty well-known people that are guest starring with us. We have Brian Bromberg on bass, Lynn Roundtree from Detroit. He's going to be on trumpet. And Lau Tizer, who's played the Half Shell before, he's going to be my guest keyboard player. So very excited.
Wow. And I didn't realize Bromberg was on the show. That is going to be incredible. I guess one of the things I like to ask musicians is, how did you get into music as a career?
It wasn't something that I had planned ambitiously. It's something I kind of flowed into. I guess I was kind of, I've kind of been doing the same thing since I'm a teenager. I writing music, playing music, traveling. And after I finished my education, continued doing that kind of a thing. A few of the dates that I got were, started, I guess, like everybody, I started to need to make a living of some sort after I left mom and dad, that kind of thing, and started taking jobs that paid. You know, I got into doing a little recording, a little bit of jingle work, but the big moment came when I met a percussionist. I was 25, he was 40. He was George Jinda, the percussionist, my partner from Special FX, and we landed a record contract with a label and started producing albums. And then that led to touring. And that's kind of how it all got going. It wasn't mapped out very well. There was no school for it. It just kind of learned as we went along.
And why was it jazz your genre of choice?
Interesting question, because when I met George, I was playing more rock kind of stuff, like rock and blues guitar, funk, that kind of thing, and singing a lot also. And George was really interested in groups like Miles Davis and Weather Report, and he kind of steered me into a different direction. And it turned out that I had a real taste for instrumental music as well. I also loved bands like Return to Forever, which, you know, Chick Corea's band, and a lot of groups like John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And, eventually we did a bunch of shows with Spira Gyra, which was kind of cool. And it was just a new direction, you know, just an opportunity to try something different, which is always interesting in any of the arts, and, you know, including music, of course.
I know a lot of people that are musicians that hope to make a career out of it. You know, it's really hard to do. Were there points in the earlier years where you wondered if you were going to have to pick a day job as well?
Only when I was in my early 20s. You know, I took little side jobs, but While I was single, it was easy to live fairly cheaply. I'm from New York City, so I just, rented a room here and there, and just kept my expenses down. But as far as raising a family and making that kind of money, and I'm telling you can do it. I mean, most of the people I know have really, put their heart and soul into their music, and they've been able to be creative and also make a good living and raise their families doing it without having to compromise the kind of work they do.
Now, you've made a lot of great connections here in the world of music, and it sounds like you stay incredibly busy.
I really do. I mean, considering this is year number 43, I think, for special effects, I think we did 40 shows last year. It was just ridiculous. And releasing, we had a number one single just a few weeks ago. We said one of our songs, which was called "Meant to Be," reached number one on the Billboard charts. So, and even though the world loves talent and youth combined, some of us older guys, we have an opportunity to stay in the game. And I know a lot of great players and a lot of great producers and festival producers also, which is the benefit of having been around for a long time.
Now, you guys
I'm
have
very grateful for that.
34 combined albums, 7 Billboard number ones. I mean, decades of domestic and international touring. And I did a little looking around here before we taped this interview over the weekend, since you'll be flying when people hear it on Monday. And I guess I will say it this way. You, according to what I have read, are older than you look. So, at this stage of life, though, you don't sound like you see any signs of slowing down in your future.
I think about it sometimes, but for instance, I had a grandchild a year ago, and somebody asked me recently, "Hey, don't you want to kind of slow things down and spend more time?" And I'm like, something I never had that kind of outlook. I mean, I was the kind of guy that when I raised my own family, I was there all the time. I didn't have a 9-to-5 job, although I was absent a lot of times also on the trips. But I also have this other career of composing and producing music in my home studio. So, there are a lot of ways to work around some of those issues. But as far as traveling and working a lot, listen, if you're healthy and you take care of yourself, I'd always tell people I got to eat my Wheaties before these tours, just make sure that everything's going good. Because sometimes, like for instance, coming from New York to Roseburg, it's a bit of a journey, but come a day early and enjoy myself, and I'll sleep when I get old, I guess. I don't know what to say.
That is sleep when you get old. That is one I've definitely heard from musicians. Now, you've worked in the pop genre. I mean, you worked with people like Celine Dion and Lionel Richie, Jennifer Lopez, but also jazz greats like Kirk Whalum, Mindy Abair, one of my favorites. Also, Jeff Lorber, who's originally from out here in Oregon. You've really got a big range of friends that you like to play with.
Yeah, I did some of the jazz artists that you mentioned. Those are more live performances. But the pop artists were really enjoyable to work with because I've always been fascinated with music production. So to see the way that, for instance, Celine Dion's producers make her records, it's considerably different than the way we do it. And I could see why they do it the way they do it. What a great time that was, I would have loved to have worked with her a little longer, but I did have a chance to do quite a few songs with her and do a couple of live shows as well.
And technology for everybody, whatever your job is in life, has really changed over the decades that your band and all the other folks that you've worked with have been out there in the music, recording, performing. Music technology changes have been absolutely huge. Do you ever look back and realize how much harder it would be to do some of the things you do now 30 years ago?
When it comes to live concerts, it's not much different. I mean, I think in the studio there are a lot more shortcuts, and there are a lot of different techniques of getting records produced now that we weren't able to do before. For instance, if somebody asks me to play guitar as a cameo on a project they're doing, we don't have to get together in person. I can actually record the stuff at my own home studio and then email it to them. You know, that's something, that's a huge change, because number one, although I like working on my own, it is a different experience to work with another artist face to face, you know, while, you know, right in front of each other. That's what happens in a live concert. On the other hand, playing live in concert, like we're about to do a concert here in Detroit tonight. That's the old fashioned style of recording. Just everybody gets together and plays live in the studio, and you record it and you just keep going until you get it right.
How much different is it to do these big summer outdoor venues, whether it's a small town like Roseburg or like you're in Detroit tonight? How different is that to be outdoors with the music versus an indoor show? What are the dynamics for you that are, or different, or are they?
For me, they aren't. What ends up happening is, I think the first thing that a musician tries to establish is a good sound, a good tone on stage. And an indoor venue or versus an outdoor venue, it's really hard to say where the acoustics are going to really work for you. For instance, as I mentioned, I played the Half Shell before. The acoustics there were really nice. That was one of those live concerts outdoors where it felt really good. There wasn't a lot of echo or reverberation, you know. Sometimes I guess my favorite indoor venues are mid-sized clubs, you know. But you never know until you set up and start going. That's really, you know, that's a truth we all can agree on.
Is there, over your long career, is there a particular show that stands out as your favorite?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, there have been a lot of really great ones. I mean, I'll mention one since you asked that. We flew all the way to Jakarta, Indonesia, for the Java Jazz Festival a number of times over the years. And the first time we went there, we had maybe 15 minutes to set up and play. It was like, oh my God, we went all the way to the other side of the world, and look at us. We're like setting up like we're 15 years old again. What ended up happening was magic. We ended up playing a great set that was videotaped and released later on as a DVD, and the audience was magical and the sound was fantastic. And just before we played, I'm thinking, we didn't even get to change clothes. That's how fast it happened. But we had a really wonderful artistic experience. And I think it just goes to show that you have to just show up and find out. You never know which show is going to be great, you know?
And what's your favorite part about playing guitar?
Well, you're talking about something I've been doing since I'm 8 years old, so... I guess my favorite part about it still is it kind of something I said already about having a good sound. If you have a good tone, it can kind of really inspire you. You know, like if I sit down with my acoustic guitar and it sounds really nice in the room I'm sitting in, it makes me want to play. It inspires me to want to play certain things. And the same goes for electric. You know, if I plug into an amp and it's got a certain sound to it, and it just, you know, it just makes me want to just play a certain way, and makes you want to just keep playing too. You know, you just love it. There's nothing like having your guitar in tune and just, you know, blended into the rest of the band. It's so inspiring.
Now, working with some local musicians, sometimes myself, I want to know, how many guitars do you own?
I think I have 20-something. It's not as much as some and a lot more than others. But I bought a couple of new ones over the last 10 years, just two. I bought a Stratocaster, like a classic Tele, a classic Fender Stratocaster, and I had a beautiful arch top built for me in Holland. But I've kept the same guitars for a long, long time. Like the guitar that you see me in most of the photos, I've had since 1982. That's the one that I travel with everywhere.
Wow, absolutely incredible. It's going to be a great show at the Nichols Bandshell in Stewart Park. As we get ready to go here, we're going to play a song called Little Wings. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you're playing that one. So most folks know Special Effects does not do too many cover songs, but back in 2020 when COVID hit, I had this great record that came out, which was called All Stars. That's where the Special Effects All Stars came from. And I just decided, let's do a Jimi Hendrix tune. And I called up my good friend, the vocalist Mesa, who a lot of folks will know. Mesa sang with Incognito, and she has her own solo career. She's amazing. And we've collaborated before on each other's songs, and this was the one she did for me. She came up to New York. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do a remote recording. She came up to New York from Baltimore and knocked out the vocals right there with me. And this is the result. It was just I just wanted to try a little bit unusual take of the Jimi Hendrix classic. And I would say it's a little bit more in the rock genre, the way this one sounds. But folks are going to dig it. We're going to play it at the show on Tuesday.
All right. Keeley Minucci, Special Effects, thanks for being on. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Great talking, Kyle. Have a great day, and thanks again, all right?
All right, you bet.
It's all right, it's all right. butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. That's all he ever talks about, riding with a wind. When I'm sad, he comes to me.
Special effects going to be in concert at the Nichols Band Shell tomorrow night. Music on the Half Shell. Keely Minucci was on with us, and we appreciate that time. We taped that over the weekend as they are flying today. But again, that concert will be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Music on the Half Shell.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.